You're listening to The Jake Asmon Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Jake Asmon.
Continuing here on The Jake Asmon Show, SB Nation Radio, the Houston Texans have won 9 games in a row after an 0-3 start. They're red hot, arguably the hottest team in the National Football League, and one of their running backs is now joining us here on SB Nation Radio. He's Alfred Blue, of course, part of the Houston Texans. And Alfred, a team that's won 9 in a row after an 0-3 start. How much fun has this winning streak been for you?
Oh, man, it's been great, man. It's always good when you got a winning locker room. So I would say me and my teammates, everybody, we're enjoying it. But we know we haven't accomplished nothing yet because we still got to clinch the playoffs and find the goals to get to that Super Bowl.
Alfred, being around you guys every day and talking to so many of you, you guys always reference the 0-3 start. It's almost like it's a motivator of, hey, we got to bring it every week or we very easily could lose. We saw what happened when we were 0-3. Do you guys get a sense that 0-3 start has really motivated you guys throughout this winning streak?
Yeah, man, because I would say it's always good, you know, to get the losses out of the way in the beginning if you lose, you know, so now that we have lost that 0-3 in the beginning and we've got 9 in a row now, it's kind of that motivation. Like, we know how it feels to lose and we know how it feels to win. And I think everybody in the locker room loves the winning more than losing. So, and that's our motivation going into every week. We just want to win every week. No matter what, we're going to fight to the end.
Texans running back Alfred Blue, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. So, obviously, when you guys were 0-3, it wasn't fun. What do you think has been the biggest difference, though, in your guys' play? What has changed from that 0-3 start to where you guys right now, first place in your division, winners of 9 in a row?
I would say, man, it's just we are correcting the little things. You know, the past couple of weeks, we haven't been turning over the ball. You know, we've been controlling the time of possession. The defense has been getting turnovers and takeaways. So all that's been working out in our favor, and the offense has been turning that into points. The special teams have been making plays on special teams, down the ball inside the 10-yard line and tackling the ball inside the 25. So everything is just coming along at the right time, and we're taking that momentum and taking it to week by week and winning these games.
We're spending a few minutes over the phone with Alfred Blue, running back on the Houston Texans. And, Alfred, you mentioned the lack of turnovers. Well, your quarterback, Deshaun Watson, in just his second year in the league, has really ascended this year. We watched him go from a guy that came in on the scene last year and played great before his injury and come in this year. And after a tough start, he's looked great. How much fun is it to watch Deshaun Watson week in and week out?
It's very fun, man. You know, as always, I've been playing football a long time. You know, I played at LSU. A lot of great players, you know. It's always good to watch a guy when you know he got that if factor, you know, that if factor. So Deshaun's a great leader out there for us. You know, he controls the manages the games well, and he wants to win, man. He gives us that motivation that, man, whatever it takes, we're going to do it, we're going to win. So I love playing with him, and I'm excited to see what the season brings us.
Alfred, what's Deshaun like in the huddle, right? Can you take our audience and what Watson's like kind of in the middle of the game and what he's like with you guys? He's talked about how he likes to lead by example, but we've seen him be fiery at times. What's he like, you know, playing with him inside that huddle when you guys are out there on the field?
Like I said, he's a winner, man. He wants to win. So in the huddle, he's always saying, man, if the play break down, stay alive, because I'm going to make a play, so just stay alive. So you see a lot of times when he's scrambling, he's throwing the ball, he's going to fake it and keep it and go upfield. So he's one of those guys, man, he just gives the offense that it factor once we're out there on the field, you know. I think now that he's getting more and more comfortable back there in the pocket, it's just, you know, everything is coming together for him.
Houston Texans running back Alfred Blue is our guest here on SB Nation Radio. Texans getting set to take on the Colts on Sunday. And Alfred, you know, when you look at your counterpart in the backfield, Lamar Miller, he's had an outstanding season against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. He ran for over 100 yards for the fourth time this year. And you know, the previous game against the Titans, he had that 97-yard run on Monday Night Football. What's it been like playing with Lamar Miller, who's had an outstanding season?
It's been good, man. Like, we both motivating each other out there once we out there. And I think right now we, me and Lamar, we have a good rhythm going with each other as far as giving each other breaks and coming in, filling in for each other. Like you said, I think right now this season he's more fresh than he has been because we're splitting the carries fairly equally during the game. So it's being able for us to go out there and run and stay fresh at the same time.
You look at Lamar Miller and what he's been able to do. I know a lot of you guys were teasing him. He had a run against the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago in a Thursday night game, and he got caught from behind. Did you guys expect Lamar Miller to go untouched like he did on that 97-yard run, or did you guys think once again someone was going to catch up and get him from behind?
We gave him a little trouble about that, but I had no doubt that once he had broke, he got past Vaccaro. That he was gone, but I did tell him if he had 10 more yards, that the other guy was going to get him from behind.
Alfred Blue, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. So, Alfred, you've been on the Texans your entire career since you were drafted by them in 2014. Did it mean something to you guys as a team and someone like you that's been on the team for a number of years that during that Monday night win over the Titans, you guys obviously honored the late owner, Bob McNair, before the game. Did that win mean a little extra to the guys that have been on this team a long time and knew Bob McNair?
Yeah, man. It's just we knew Mr. McNair was a great owner. You know, he always, everyone he come to practice, he just wanted to win. So we wanted to dedicate that game to him, and I think we went out and showed him that we're going to bring a championship to this city for him.
Alfred Blue joining us here on SB Nation Radio. And, Alfred, I have to ask you about J.J. Watt. I know he plays on the other side of the ball, but he's been one of the real leaders on this team for a long time. After what he's been through injury-wise, to see him bounce back the way he has this year, how much fun has that been just watching what Watt has been able to do?
It's been great, man. I always tell guys that just came in that hasn't seen him really play because I've seen him my first 2 years. I always make a little comment like he's back, you know, and JJ's having a great year. And he's a great leader on the team, and he's going to continue to have success.
Alfred, before I let you go, I have to bring this up. So obviously, you know, I'm there every day covering you guys locally in town. So the other day, Danny Bartlett, your running backs coach, was having his weekly press conference with the media. You happened to be in the media room where the press conference was going on, and you crashed the press conference and got a chance to ask a question. So as Danny showed you his college highlight tape, because your question was, hey, coach, when are you going to show us what you were able to do in college and then, of course, in the CFL?
Coach Danny, he does a lot of talking. he showed us a series in the game, and all the guys in the room keep asking him to show us a career highlight of when he played throughout his whole career up there in Canada. And he has yet to show us, but he claimed that it don't have any film. It didn't have any film at that time. So we're working on it. We're trying to get it done, and we're putting the pressure on him to get that film test before the end of the year.
Maybe if you guys win the Super Bowl, he's gonna have to show you the tape. You guys could bet him that, maybe.
For real, yeah.
Alfred Blue, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. Alfred, I appreciate your time. Obviously, it's been a busy week for you, and good luck, of course, against the Indianapolis Colts this weekend.
Appreciate it, man.